When I joined this office a couple of years ago now, I was very keen to extend the number of languages in which the Human Development Report is translated, either in full or in summary form. And Swahili is a major African language. It's a large community of people who think, practice human development matters. So it makes a big difference when you can read something in your own vernacular. It allows the message of the report to go much further. And that's the whole purpose. We now translate the report into 22 languages. And I'm very pleased that Swahili is now one of them.
Now, how important is the launch of this report in Kiswahili? You have made mention of the fact that there are a large number of Africans who speak the language.
Well, it's important in many ways. You know, we think in our own languages. Of course, those of us who are part of the British Empire also speak English, so we maybe occasionally think in English as well. But when you think in our own languages, you need to have that language incorporate ideas. And our purpose is to promote human development as putting people first, as being by the people, of the people. And our argument is that if you put people first, then the rest works out. And this is what the empirical evidence also shows country after country. So I think particularly in East Africa, but also in the DRC and the larger East African community, I think it's an opportunity to now communicate this in the vernacular language.
Now, who was responsible for doing the translation?
Well, what we normally do is we rely on our UNDP officers in the field, and they were the ones who organize and manage that whole process. And they, of course, get experienced people who know the language, who understand concepts both in Swahili and English, and try to fully make certain that the translations are accurate. That's a big challenge in translations.
If one were to ask, why was Kiswahili chosen as the language in Africa to translate the report, what would your response be?
Well, relevance, utility, usefulness, two words. I think this is the way we should be doing it in the future as well.
The title of the report is The Rise of the South, Human Progress in a Diverse World. Can you say that in Kiswahili?
I will try to read it now. Kwinaka kwanchi za kusini. I think what it tries to argue is that it's not just the Brazil, China, India, Russia story, but the real story is that at least 40-plus countries, including some countries in East Africa, are doing much better than expected. And I'm talking about in human development terms, not just income terms. And this process of progress has accelerated over the last decade. So trying to understand why has that happened? What are the policies and things which led some of these countries to do so well, and then try to understand what are the implications for the world in order to have a more balanced world, and to also understand what could be the future challenges.
Yeah, can you give me an example or two of this progress that African countries have made?
Well, you remember for many years people said Mauritius is doing well, right?
Right.
But in addition to Mauritius, but the other countries which are increasingly doing better, from Ghana and Rwanda and Ethiopia, in East Africa as well. I mean, you can see yourself in East Africa because of the emergence of the East African community, and also governments are just getting more committed to advancing progress. Things are improving. The middle class is rising. Right now, the numbers are that globally, there's 1.8 million people who can be classified as middle class. By the year 2030, two-thirds of 4.9 billion people of the middle class projected will be coming from the developing world. That's going to change everything as we know it.
So people in East Africa will be reading this in this report in Kiswahili.
In Kiswahili. And we look forward to that. And we're hoping that that will prompt not only intellectuals and writers to talk about, but also it gets into universities and schools even. So students themselves can form thinking about this. And I'm hoping in future, not only the summary, but the full report can be translated in Swahili.
Talking about intellectuals, you are aware of this move by African intellectuals to have Kiswahili elevated to one of the official languages or working languages of the United Nations.
Yeah, I think these are essential steps forward because they define the diverse we live in. We are living in a diverse world with many cultures and many languages, so we have to make certain that it reflects that also. In addition to Swahili, we also have now produced it in Hindi and also in many other languages. We're looking at Bahasa in Indonesia because we are talking about large numbers of people. And
right.
Therefore, we have to understand diversity also requires representation.